morning. Welcome in for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us as always on the phone lines. Good morning, Doctor. How are we?
Mike, I'm fine. How about you?
Doing well, as we are in the midst of another series of shows kind of focusing on one particular topic. As January is a perfect time for kind of new beginnings, you know, you always hear about resolutions that folks want to go with, some changes, and that's kind of where we are on this show, part two, I guess, of a series of shows. What are we focusing on today?
Well, today being Martin Luther King Day, I thought we'd include a little bit about courage and fear and how it affects our mental health.
All right. Sounds good. Take it away.
Okay. Well, because, you know, maybe our listeners know that I was a teacher for a long time before I went into clinical social work. And so, you know, a lot of the stories that we would read would be about fear and courage and those kinds of things. And what I noticed when you read a story is that fear and courage, those stories are the same until you get to the end. You know, if we super simplify the story, there's a need or a desire for something, there's a risk, and either there's an action or there's no action. Now, the result then is, if we take a look at our mental health, is inaction damages our mental health. It draws us inward, it stops our growth, it makes us not want to take the next chance either. Action enhances it. It inspires our confidence, and it encourages growth. So today being Martin Luther King Day, I thought, okay, let's look at some political, historical leaders of our country. But Washington, Lincoln, Kennedy, Martin Luther King, all of them provide examples of a desire for civil rights and freedom. You know, different eras of the country. Washington said new country. Lincoln said freedom for the slaves. Kennedy said equal pay despite gender. Martin Luther King said character over color and equality under the law, among other things
right.
that they all did. You know, but it's dangerous to speak up against the status quo. If you're trying to change anything, people are in their habits, they're in their rut, it's hard. And it often involves death threats. Three-fourths of those people, three out of four of them, were assassinated. Only Washington died from illness. But if we're going to look at what it takes to be a courageous leader, the leader has to recognize that there's benefits for the good. Nothing is going to be perfect, but we know it's going to get better. And it's going to be better for the population in general, in these cases. Each of them knew that there were targets. People talked. They knew. It got back to them. And that death threats have been made to shut them up. But here's the difference. When we're doing something important, we have to think, are we going to stop? Fear stops us. We think things like, I'm in trouble, it's too dangerous, what will people think? And then we suffer, our mental health suffers. On the other hand, courage takes action. It makes a plan, is for success and safety, just says, I'm going to do the best I can and let history talk about me. It takes action, and we can get stronger, be inspired, be courageous. Now, we're not all national leaders, and most of us are not going to have any opportunity like this. But we can take risks that are going to encourage our mental growth. Try something new. Be kind to a new person. Include them in your group. Reach out to help a neighbor. Consider another viewpoint. Read the opposite viewpoint and say, okay, what if this applies and what if it doesn't? Again, do something different. Another thing we can do is that we can keep our perspective clear when we're in groups with similar values. We want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. And never, never underestimate the value of stories and movies where there's heroes who take action for the common good. So choose courage over fear for your mental health. It's good for us.
Yeah, and there's a little bit that we'll focus on too next week. You kind of hinted at some of it with values, right? We'll kind of hit on that in our third episode of this topic?
That's what's coming up. That's what ties it all together, Mike.
All right, sounds good. We'll look forward to that next week. If you would like more resources on this topic or any of the things that we've discussed on our shows, you can go to safeharboril.com. You can call 630-466-8657. Safe Harbor and Dr. Beth, each with Facebook pages as well, as we invite you to join us again next week at the same time for our next installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.